I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. Some quick updates from tech. It was recently revealed that Google employees collected data from open Wi-Fi networks as they drove around and took pictures for their Street View service. This was in Germany, the U.S., Brazil, other countries. The company said that data collection was accidental. Now officials in Hamburg, Germany, want to take a look at exactly what Google collected. Elsewhere, Microsoft's Hotmail email service got a makeover as Microsoft tries to compete with other online mail programs. And Apple rolled out a new version of its MacBook computer. The 13-inch MacBook now has the same speed processor as the 13-inch MacBook Pro, but costs $200 less. Good to know. Right now, we want to talk cars. If you drive a car made in the last few years, you know that they are chock full of computers. And where there are computers, there is the issue of security. If someone can hack into your desktop computer, can they hack into your car? Stefan Savage, you're a professor at the University of California, San Diego. What were you trying to learn with your recent experiment?
We were interested in understanding how resilient the modern automobile was to a potential hacker who got access to the internal networks of a car.
And when you talk about internal networks, what do you mean?
Many of the things that you think of as being mechanical interfaces, pressing on the brake, pressing on the pedal, in fact, those are sensors that communicate to a computer, and it in turn decides what's the right thing to do. And that's largely for safety reasons, anti-lock brakes and so forth. All of these are in turn interconnected in the same way that your computers at home are interconnected, so that the brakes and the engine can communicate with one another to support stability control, for example. So what we were wondering is if one of the many computers in your car was compromised and then that computer would send malicious data on the network, what could happen to the rest of the car?
So what was the experiment then? How was it conducted?
We attached a computer directly to the network of the car through a port called the onboard diagnostics port that's standard in every automobile. And we were able to send messages that would fairly arbitrarily control different components, including lights and environmentals, brake, shut down the engine, lock the doors, and so forth. And we did that in live settings where we were driving the car at speed on a decommissioned runway.
And what did you find out?
The internal structure of a car is fairly fragile. It hasn't been designed around the notion that there might be attackers, which isn't so much a problem now. But going forward, there is risk because we are increasingly making our automobiles connected. We're giving them access to the internet. We're giving them access to digital radio. We have Bluetooth. We have all kinds of digital interfaces that are going to expose our car's computers to the outside world.
So if we're concerned about the security of networked systems and it's something to keep an eye on going forward, I mean, can't we say this about any networked system, banking or air traffic control?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I think very few people recognize how much computation is involved in almost every aspect of their life, and then how many of the devices that they depend on, in fact, are connected in some way to the internet. I mean, you think that your elevator is a mechanical device. It's computer-controlled and probably networked. The same with your building's HVAC, the same with power plants, the same with air traffic control, the same with cars. And so I think you're right, this is a recurring theme that we've added computerization, which is a big plus. It gives us advances in safety and cost and convenience, and we add connectivity to tie the whole thing together. And then only later do we tend to think through, well, what are the risks that come along with that structure?
Stefan, I know that you're not revealing which car that you tested for this experiment. You've said that you see your findings as an industry-wide issue rather than the problem of one car manufacturer. But how conclusive can an experiment be when there's only one type of car being tested?
That's a fair point. And it's not the case that we've tested every car under the sun. However, I'd make the following observation, that this industry is one that has many common suppliers, both in terms of parts as well as in terms of technology, and basically has a common process. From our cursory investigations of other automobiles, the structure seems to be very similar, and the problems we find really are structural. So it's our belief that this is something that exists industry-wide.
Stefan Savage and his colleagues are presenting their findings at a conference in Oakland today. Future Tense is produced by Larissa Anderson. I'm John Moe.
American Public Media.